You might want to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah in chapter 55. We're going to get there in just a moment. I want to focus on really about six passages this evening. And each and every one of them, I think, challenges us to be people who truly seek God. People who truly want to know God. And we'll talk more about that concept in just a moment. But in Acts chapter 14, verse 17, Paul would say, "Nevertheless, he," speaking of God, "did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with good," with food and gladness. He says he did not leave himself without witness. Man can know that God exists without the Bible. Now, you cannot know what to do in order to be saved without the Bible, but you can know that God exists. In Acts 17, 26 and 27, Paul again would tell the Athenians there that they were to seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. Now listen, though he is not far from each of us. This is telling us that we have a responsibility to seek out God, to come to a knowledge of God. And as I've said in many other situations before, God is not playing a game of hide and seek with us. He's not hiding from us. I remember back in school a good number of years ago, I had about three or four philosophy courses that I had to take. Did you hear that? I had to take them. I didn't like them. I didn't think I'd ever use them. Well, occasionally I do use it. I really do. It's not like algebra. You never use that again. But I actually have, because I've come across things in the Bible that made me reflect upon what some of these so-called great thinkers, these philosophers, had said in the past. And some of them have the idea, would come across with the idea that God has this nature about him that he's kind of like the picture of a person in a wagon with a long pole out there with a carrot on the end of it, that donkey just kept reaching for that carrot, but the carrot was just beyond. And that's their idea of what God is. But listen to what Paul says. He is not far from each of us. God wants us to find him. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Now listen, so that they are without excuse." I read some things like this, and it makes me understand what David meant in Psalm 14 and verse 1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." You see, there is no excuse for people not seeking out God. There is no excuse for people not trying to find who God is by digging into, finding from the revelation that we have been given, this book right here. Now we go over to Isaiah 55 and verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he," talking about God, "will have mercy on him." You see, we're told here, Isaiah was writing and saying, we need to seek God while there is time, at a time when he can be found. Folks, it's just like Jesus said, we need to be laboring while it's day, because the night's going to come and it's going to be too late. It's going to be over with. Here Isaiah is saying we can look for God, we can seek God, we can call upon him. And here's the beautiful part about this. When we genuinely seek God with a spirit of humility, God will have mercy on us. You see, mercy is where we deserve punishment. But God doesn't give that punishment to us. Isn't that a marvelous thought? Turn in your Bible from Isaiah chapter 55 and go over to the book of Titus chapter 2. I've always loved this particular section of Titus. Beginning in verse 11. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world or age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Anybody ever want to know about God or about Jesus being God? Well, you've got your information right there. He is the second member of the Godhead. But continue on. He says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Now back up again to verse 11. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That is a fact. And let me emphasize something very quickly here concerning that. That salvation has appeared to all men, but we have to be willing to avail ourselves of that. We have to be willing to reach out and stretch out and receive that grace that God blesses us with. And the final verse, go just a little farther back into your Bible, in the book of Hebrews. And we'll pick up in Hebrews chapter 11. And again, a passage that we all, I think, know very well. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Talking about God, you can back up to verse 6 and see that he's talking about God. It's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There's an operative word in there. Diligent. The idea that we are to diligently seek God. God is not playing a game where he just kind of lays it all out and it's just kind of like picking up the, well, for lack of a better way to put it, picking up Easter eggs that are on a ball floor, so to speak. It's not the way it is. We have to be diligent seekers of God's word. We have to be diligent seekers of him, because that's what God wants us to be. God wants us to have a close, if I can use this terminology, intimate relationship with him. That is to say, that to know all about God, to his attributes, his characteristic traits. All of these things that sometimes we tend to forget about. We think about, you know, what's the love of God? We understand that. John 3:16. We think about God being omniscient. He knows everything. Omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. But folks, do we also understand that he is the God of love and mercy and grace? He is a God who wants us to be diligent in our service to him and finding him. So the question that we have to ask, and I have to ask myself on a regular basis, am I a diligent seeker of God? Do I really want to know about him? Do I really have that heart and that mind that says, I want to know everything that I can possibly know this side of eternity about God? And my answer must be yes. I have to have that mindset. And folks, the answer here is, I can't know everything about God except what he's given me about him. Guess what? That's a lot. We can know a lot about God. And my question to me, and your question for yourself, am I a genuine seeker of God? If I really want to know him? If you do, and yet you've never been obedient to the gospel call, and yet you've heard the gospel preached, you know what the gospel teaches, and you genuinely believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you're ready to repent of your sins, that taking them and casting them off and leaving the old man behind, the old person, and living a life in service to God. That complete change of life that changes that changes your life. And if you're ready to confess the name of Christ, then you're ready to be baptized. And the question is, why not tonight? Why not make that decision if you haven't so far and you're ready to do that? We stand ready to assist you in any way that we possibly can. If you just need somebody to study with, we're here as well. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God. And as we get wrapped up in our busy lives, we get so tied up in this world around us sometimes that we forget to be genuine seekers of God. We forget that we're to be diligently seeking Him. And you need to come back to God. You need to make that correction in your life. We stand ready to assist you as well. Whatever you need, if we can help out, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?